Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited because my good friend Darren Linton is here with us, and he's going to be talking about angels and archangels and masters and more ways to connect with them, more ways to have that relationship with them. And that's always a wonderful topic for me because there are, you know, I know that we still are not doing that as much as we should, right? We could be connecting with them more, and we're not for some reason, right? So today we're going to be talking about new ways that the angels, archangels, and masters can help transform your life. We're going to be talking about who the angels, archangels, masters, and higher beings are who are here to help us all, the importance of their help to us and the planet, especially right now, and 10 ways that they can help to improve and transform our lives. We're going to be talking about receiving help for ourselves, at work, at home, with our healing businesses, our gifts, our life path, and a lot more. We'll be talking about building health, happiness, abundance, spiritual growth, spreading our gifts to the world, and ascension. And yes, we are still going through ascension. We're going to be conducting a meditation to enable you to experience healing, new energies, and helpful messages for you from these divine beings. And, you know, we've done these types of meditations before with Darren, and they're always wonderful. I always find them so uplifting, so inspiring, and I always get a message of some sort. It's always so beautiful. So I'm excited about that as well. So for those of you who don't know Darren, I'll just tell you a little bit about him. Darren was selected by Spirit and the angels many years ago to help spread the light and love of the angels. And he has spent the last 15 years helping people around the world to connect with their angels, to learn how to talk with their angels and the archangels, masters, and higher beings of light, and receive inspiring messages, healing, help, and guidance about their life. And Darren has helped thousands of people in over 50 countries around the world to connect with the angels. And it's his passion and joy to help people connect with the angels and the divine, improve their lives, find their true path, fulfill their potential, and spread their gifts to the world. So I just love that. I love Darren's mission. I love how he's helping so many people to connect with the divine, with spirit, with the angels, whatever words you'd like to use, you know, because it's so important. And because I find that for most people on the planet right now, they're so disconnected, or they feel that they're disconnected, or they feel that they're alone and not being supported. And so this work is so really important to let them know so they can really experience that support and connection. So Darren, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Shefali. What a beautiful introduction. And yeah, warm welcome from me and the angels say from all of them and the higher realms as well. They're delighted to have this opportunity to speak with so many people and to talk about how they can help people and to invite you to call upon them perhaps even more or maybe in new ways as well, so they can spread their love and help to you, and we can all together help to make this world a better place for all. So thank you for having me on the show. Absolutely delighted and thrilled to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're here, and the angels are here, and your guides and your team and all of our guides and team is here too, to all really let us know even more so that yes, we are here. We are here to help you. We're here to support you. Call on us, please, somehow, some way, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, you've done a beautiful job of introducing all the different topics that we're going to be working on. After we get going a little bit, I've been nudged to do perhaps an extra meditation with people today. There's lots of powerful energies going around the world at the moment, and they'd like me to do a little extra kind of love meditation to ease us into things. Maybe in a few minutes' time, we can talk for a little bit first of all. So I hope people will enjoy that as well as the special meditation at the end. So looking forward to sharing these energies with all of you beautiful listeners. And thank you for taking the time to be with us. I always appreciate people being interested and taking some time out to discuss the ideas and be open to building your connection. So bless you all for being here.
Oh, absolutely. And so, you know, right now, especially, you know, it is such a, you know, the energies are crazy at the moment, you know, I'll be honest. And especially today's another portal. We have 11, and today's another one, 11:22. And so what that means is that there are energies streaming onto the planet. And so sometimes for some of us who are extra sensitive, that can trigger, you know, things to come up, right? Things to come up, emotions, feelings, sometimes physical symptoms can come up. And we can ask the angels and our guides for help with that, can't we?
We can indeed, yes. So you can ask them to actually do some energetic work on you. An easy one that's actually not on my list of 10 ways is you can ask the angels and the higher beings to work on you while you sleep, which is a nice way of doing it, so that they can do energetic work without you having to take time out of your day, and you wake up feeling much better and much better energetically balanced. So that's one way you can do angel meditations. The one I'm going to do with you fairly shortly is one that you can do for yourself at any time, just when you feel you need your energies a little bit more balanced. And you can just call on them for help, and they can bring you support, perhaps guide you to meditations or people, or remind you of ideas that may be just what you need at that moment to help restore your balance and harmony.
Absolutely. And the thing is, we need to ask, right? So we do have to have that intention of asking for that help. So let's talk a little bit first about who are the angels and the archangels and the masters and the higher beings. And you know, we were talking before we went live and about, you know, basically, you know, our knowledge is so limited to what is actually available to us, you know, the support that's actually available to us. So can you tell us from your perspective who these divine higher beings and angels and archangels and masters are that are here to help us?
Certainly, delighted to, Shefali. So many of your listeners will probably be familiar with many or most of these, but what I found over the years is that my own connections and those of my clients tend to have grown over the years. So initially, people were interested in their own guardian angels, and they would ask what's the name of their guardian angels. Very rapidly, they would move on to working with the archangels. And of course, most people are familiar with Archangel Raphael, who's the Archangel of Healing, Archangel Michael for his strength and his protection. He's also the Archangel of Life Purpose, so I work a lot with Archangel Michael. And they might also know about some of the other more famous archangels, Gabriel, the bringer of new information, and Uriel, the Archangel of Peace, both personal peace and global peace. So if people are feeling a little bit upset about changes in the world, Uriel can be a very good one to call on. And there are many other archangels as well, which we can call upon. And sometimes I teach people about those in my courses, so that you have like the full team that you can be calling upon. If you call upon the right one, it tends to help. But my angels are saying, if you just call on them for help, they'll send you the right ones anyway. So work with archangels, I think many people are very familiar. People I speak to certainly work a lot with Michael and Raphael. Then above them, if I may say that, are the ascended masters, which some people know, some people are less familiar with. What is an ascended master? An ascended master is a very spiritual being who has lived upon the earth. They've then gone over to the other side, to heaven as it were, and are assisting the earth from the other side. They have ascended. So the most famous ones are Jesus and Mother Mary. And when you work with Jesus, not only is he a fantastically powerful healer, he gives incredible guidance. And the energies when Jesus comes to you is incredible. Really, really powerful, very moving, very touching white light. I didn't have a Christian background, so I kind of resisted Jesus for quite a while. But boy, I'm glad I embraced him, because fantastic being to work with. Mother Mary is a very beautiful, loving master, particularly good with families, particularly good with topics like self-love and relationships. More recently, Mary Magdalene has come in. She brings the divine feminine energy, which we need to balance 2,000 years of male energy. So she works with the pink ray, very high, very pure, very loving energy, and a beautiful being to work with. And there are actually many different masters from all parts of the world and from many different backgrounds. So people might be familiar with Saint Germain, who's famous for his violet flame of transformation. Saint Germain is another ascended master. One I like to call upon a lot is one called Lord Melchizedek. is mm-hmm. less well known by people. Lord Melchizedek is a very high being who not only helps with the world, he also looks after the entire universe. Looks like a wise wizard with a long purple cloak and long beard, but is able to do incredible things with energies. Works a lot with people who want to do healing with other people or healing with animals or nature or the planet. But he is an extraordinary higher being. It's just an absolute delight to work with. And then there are, say, many different masters, gods and goddesses from different parts of the world. You have things like Shiva. You have the goddess Isis from Egypt, a very magical, another very loving female goddess who's beautiful to work with. So there are all these other beings that we can call upon. And what I found is that most people don't just have a couple of angels. There's actually a whole team of beings waiting to call upon you. So it's good to invite them all in. It's good to identify who they are, and it's good to work with them all. If you're playing a sport, you wouldn't want to play a sport with just, you know, two members of your team. You'd want the whole team to be there playing the game with you and supporting you. Then beyond the ascended masters, there are many higher beings. So you can go with the higher angelic realms. So there are the seraphim and up to the Elohim, which are the highest of the high, the angels closest to God. And actually, my guardian angel is an Elohim, which I was amazed and touched by. And they've just sent me another one to work with me. So I'm hugely honored to be working with them as part of my team. So there are all these enormously higher angelic beings who just bring the most incredibly powerful energies through to us that we can call upon as well. And more recently, more and more people are opening up to, you can call them star beings, you can call them celestial beings, but beings from the stars, from other worlds, sometimes even from other universes. And I've known for years, they've been talking to me, there are, you know, many tens of thousands, they're saying hundreds of thousands of them, kind of hovering up there above the earth. And they bring incredible energies, particularly for things like ascension. They have higher knowledge, they have higher energies that can help us individually, but also help to assist the energies of the whole world. And they're kind of up there twiddling their thumbs. They're saying, not that many people know about us, and they don't call upon us, but we can't help you unless you call upon us. So, yeah. Please tell people we're here and let them know we want to help. They have amazing and beautiful energies. And I've had the good fortune to work with them. I found this really interesting. A client asked me to do this. I went back to the client's home planet. I did a bit of astral traveling. And the client complained he felt really alone and isolated here on Earth, which is common amongst many spiritual people. But I went to his home planet. I've been to other stars as well. And there was this fantastic sense of like being telepathically connected to everybody on the planet. So there were teams that kind of managed the weather systems of the planet. There were teams that managed the young people. There were teams who were responsible for education, teams for kind of managing the world. And everybody was interconnected. So it's like being part of a huge family. And it felt so loving. There was such a sense of like unity, being in touch with them all. And then I came back to Earth, and it was like, oh, yuck. Oh, what a shock to the system. It's like, you know, we're individuals here. We have to make a conscious effort to try and connect with other people, with other beings. So no wonder people find Earth a little bit different. So that's an encouragement to people to call upon the full range of beings. And if I may be a little challenging here or thought-provoking for some, what I've also found is that many people here, when I work with them, discover that actually they are not mere human beings or beautiful human beings, but actually very often more and more of the people I'm speaking with are actually souls that have come from other dimensions. So some are from the angelic realms who have come here to work with the angels and spread angel energies. Many are star beings who have volunteered to come to the planet and bring through the energies from the planets like Orion and Andromedus and Sirius and Pleiades, or even further afield. There are many star beings from other universes and dimensions. And there are slightly less so, but there are some beings who are connected with the realms of the masters. So if people feel like you don't quite fit in here, you've always felt different, you felt a bit more sensitive than other people. Some of you might always have a sense of being interested in the stars or like you don't belong here. Some of you might have just like a really strong connection with the angels. It could be that actually you are from those realms and you volunteered to come to the Earth at these times to help with the changes on the planet. And I was discussing this with a client only yesterday, and she's saying, that's an amazing, touching, and quite a kind of honor to think that, you know, I have come from these higher realms to contribute to the planet. It kind of changes our perceptions of ourselves. We're not just humans here, you know, trying to get by, trying to have a good life. It's actually, wow, I'm a spiritual being here to make a difference to the planet, which to a certain extent, well, to a large extent, we all are. We all have a part to play in contributing to the planet, be it small or large, through our own spiritual growth, through touching those that we touch, through spreading our love and influence. We all have a role to play. But I just plant the thought there that probably very many of you listening to this may be from the higher realms and may be supposed to be reconnecting with your family. And very lastly, before I bring you back into Japan, what I find is when people connect with the right realms, it's like, oh, I'm coming home. So like when star beings connect with the star beings from their home planet, it's like, oh, hallelujah, so wonderful to be back as part of the family again. I feel so loved. I feel supported. Like this is what I've been missing all my life.
And I'm not alone. You know, I'm not the only one, right?
Yeah, I'm not the only one. There's others here on the planet. And now I know that they're with me. I can call on them and connect with them. But the sad thing is, what I found is that people normally have to start with the angels and kind of work their way up before they get to the Elohim and the star beings and higher beings. So I use angels as a term to describe everybody, all the higher realms. But people do tend to kind of go up the ladder, so to speak, until they eventually kind of hit bingo and hit the level that they're supposed to be at. So that's why I invite people, as well as getting the whole team supporting you, invite the whole team and learn to work with these different layers, because you may find there's a certain layer that's just like, oh, bingo, that's the group I'm really supposed to be working with.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of us, you know, we are from different realms, but not just that. It's, you know, our DNA could be part of the angelic realm, but our DNA could also include part of the galactic family as well, because, you know, we've been around for a long time, you know, and done many, many different things and lived, you know, in many different realms and dimensions. And that is still all a part of us, right? And so when we come here, you know, it does seem very foreign. And it's like, I don't get it. I don't understand people. I don't understand how this works. And so many people feel disconnected, you know, even in their bodies, because they'd rather be, you know, out there in the other realms and dimensions and not be in their physical body, because they're just not used to it, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, yes, it's easy to retreat into meditation where we feel much more comfortable, but it's about learning to be in this world and to bring heaven to the earth, bring through these energies and share them with others and share them with the planet and share their
and
knowledge
so
and love with them as well.
Yeah, and the angels and the archangels, you know, are a great place to start, because they're just, you know, their energy is so loving, and they're just there to support and help in any way that they can. And they're so, like, they're just there. As soon as you know, even before you formalize a full thought, they're there, you know. And it's easier to connect later on to other beings once you connect to the angels, because it feels so easy and it feels so good, you know. And so it's a great place to start as a starting point, for sure.
And you were talking about kind of people feeling a little bit alone and isolated. And one of the things I love about working with the angels and archangels is they can help us in so many different ways, in so many different aspects of our lives. I've got a friend called Charlie who wondered whether or not to start working with the angels. Eventually she came to one of my workshops. And at the time she was about $90,000 in debt, because a business partner had run off and stolen money from the business. Really kind of, you know, at a wit's end, wondering what to do. But she learned to communicate with her angels. In 6 months, amazingly, the debt had all been cleared off. She decided to sell the business. She started a new career. She met the man of her dreams, fell in love. They got together, started a family together. And within 18 months, her entire life completely turned around. I talked to her about that. She said, you know, through all of that, the best thing was, A, knowing that I could call on the angels and archangels for help, for guidance, for answers about anything. They're always there. They always give me the support and messages. And that made life less stressful because I knew that whatever was going to come up, I was supported by my team of angels and archangels, and they would help me through. So that just enabled me to relax and enjoy life more, knowing that they were looking after me. So I've seen so many different kind of miracles for people with, you know, health, relationships, work, money. They can help us in so many ways. That's why I just love helping people to connect with them.
And you know, when I first started connecting with the angels, I think it was like 10 years ago, I'm guessing, maybe more. And then, you know, slowly as I started, because it was very foreign to me, this was not anything that I grew up with at all. At all. I mean, like, angels, I never heard that word before, you know, so and it was interesting as I started to connect with them, you know, just in my meditations, just doing, you know, simple angel reading, like this, like one card at a time kind of thing, you know, and feeling that connection, feeling that energy, and then getting these intuitive nudges and intuitive hits as to what to do next, you know, because, you know, as you know, as most of the listeners know, since the past 5-6 years, my whole life has transformed. And part of that has to do with the connection with the angels, connecting with them, talking to them, trusting their guidance, you know. And sometimes it's not words, but just, you know, an impulse that I get to do something and I do it, and with trust and faith, and then it, you know, works out great. And then life goes on, right? So I totally, you know, I'm definitely one of those angel people for sure. You know, I'm sure someone's told me that, I have angelic DNA, you know, from some points. And I work with the archangels, you know, every day, and the ascended masters and other beings. And it's like, I can't imagine not, you know, like once I started, I can't imagine not doing that, not having them as my support team. And at times it felt like that was the only support I had in this physical realm. At times I didn't have any other support from anybody else on this planet other than my divine counsel is what I call them. And thank God I have, them, because it's like, I don't know what I would have done, right? So there's been a true, true blessing. For me, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I lived the first half of my life. I wasn't at all interested in spiritual things at all. I would have laughed my head off if you'd told me when I was 20 or even 25 that I'd be teaching people about angels. So I was completely non-spiritual. So I've lived so-called normal life without angels and support teams, and I've lived with it, and I can tell you which one I prefer. There's just a world of difference, and they just make life much more magical, much more interesting. Much more joyful, and I've had an absolutely amazing life thanks to the angels being guided on this path. So given the choice of living life with my support team or without, you know, there is no question.
no question whatsoever.
Actually, just nudging me to share this quick story. Perhaps we can do a meditation in a moment, but amazing thing happened to me today. I answered the phone, and it sounded like someone had rung the wrong number. And this female's voice saying, who is that? I said, it's Darren Linton here. Did you want to speak with me? Have you got the wrong number? She said, oh, Darren, oh, I did your course a few years ago. How amazing. Yeah, I didn't mean to speak to you today. But anyway, as she was there, I had a talk with her. And I talked to her about how the course, whether the course had helped her and if she was still using the connections. He said, oh, my goodness, I can't tell you. There are so many stories I could tell you about. I could talk to you for ages. So, but the best one I'll tell you about is that I was diagnosed with cancer and given about 6 months to live. But I was healed by the angels. I had no treatment, no surgery whatsoever. The angels completely healed me. I'm clear, and I've been well for like the last 5 years. So I could talk to you for hours about all the different ways the angels have helped me over the years. It's been utterly amazing. I was going, how interesting she should call on today just when I'm about to talk to you. So,
that's beautiful.
No accident. They want people to know that the angels, you know, really can help people in so many ways and make such a big difference to their life. So I just nudged me to share that story now.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you did. Yeah, no, that's beautiful. Thank you.
So, that's what's available for people.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move on to other topics, should we maybe do a meditation just to have a little pause from us talking and just give people a chance to receive a little bit of energy work?
That'd be great.
I've been guided to do a meditation. It's kind of the first half is a meditation you can just use any day that you'd like just to kind of rebalance your energies and help you feel better. And then we're going to add a little extra on the end just to give people some extra energies today just to support them. Some people might feel them strongly. Some people may just feel kind of relaxing energies and just feel a bit lighter or a bit more relaxed or happier at the ending. So whether or not you feel a lot of energy isn't important. You'll be receiving the energies anyway. So I'd just like to give this as a gift from the heavenly realms as they'd like to share this with you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. So if it's safe to do so, if you'd like to close your eyes, take a couple of moments just to get yourself nice and comfortable. Take a couple of breaths to calm and center yourself for a few moments. Then we'd like to call to each person listening to this a big ball of divine love and light and heavenly energy from the heavenly realms to surround you. All around you, your body and your aura. And we ask this angelic and divine love and light and energy, could be a white light, could be a golden light, could be a multicolored light, just to soak into you and just to release and cleanse you of any lower energies you may have picked up recently, which are no longer appropriate for you. And then just to begin to heal you, to soothe you, to send you some loving and positive energies, and just to raise your vibration back up to an appropriate level for today. And we ask for these beautiful, divine, loving energies to soak deeply into you, your body, your aura, the cells of your body, the spaces between the cells of your body, filling your entire being with this beautiful light and energy today. And then next we'd like to ask for an even bigger ball of this divine love and light and energy to surround you, like a large bubble or like a cocoon of light, starting at the bottom of your feet, coming up in and around your feet and ankles, coming up over your legs, heading upwards towards the top of your head. And that might take 10 or 20 or 30 seconds or so. So just allow this energy to surround you as well, further cleansing and blessing and harmonizing your aura and the spiritual energies and bodies all around you until you have this bubble of light all the way up to the top of your head. And as this light builds around you, we ask God, the masters, the angels and the heavenly realms to place a platinum dome of protection around everybody's room and homes to ensure that everyone's safely protected, to make sure that only angels and higher beings of light can come through and work with people. And we ask them to cleanse and bless the energies in your room and in your homes and to enable everyone to receive all the energies that are perfect for them for today. So hopefully just about everyone has got that cocoon of light all the way up to the top of your head and you're ready for the next step. So next I'd like to ask the archangels and masters to send a beam of light down from the heavens to bring appropriate, helpful energies and blessings to each person. So just imagine a beam of light pouring down on you from above, like a spotlight or like a beam of sunshine pouring down onto you. And just allow yourself to get a sense of that and notice how that feels. You may or may not get a sense of what color this beam of light is. But just let the appropriate energies for you soak into yourself and enjoy these energies. Hopefully they're feeling soothing or pleasing in some way. And we'll just allow 20 seconds or so for you to be blessed with these appropriate energies for today. And this is an easy exercise that people can do anytime you want a little energetic boost. Ask to be filled with light, ask to be surrounded by light, and ask the archangels and masters to pour a beam of light down onto you. It only takes 3 minutes, but it can give you a nice little energetic boost at any point in the day. And then we're going to do one extra thing for today. So I'd like to ask for a portal to open up above each person. And I'd like to ask that each person is blessed with the love of God and the angels and the divine realms today. May each person receive heavenly love, loving energies, and any other higher energies that are appropriate just for you. So just imagine a column of light pouring down onto you, bringing you beautiful loving energies and other energies, whether they be healing or ascension or just whatever energies you need at the moment. And just notice if the energies changed a little bit there, if you felt a shift in the energies. I'm certainly feeling a different vibration here. I'm doing this with you all. And we'll just allow a few extra moments for us to be blessed with these higher energies as well. So whether you're feeling them strongly or whether you're just feeling kind of more relaxed, it's fine. You're getting the energies on some level, which will benefit you anyway. And then I'd like to ask all the divine realms to round off, balance, harmonize, ground, and seal in all the energies for each person perfectly over the next 5 or 10 seconds, so that all this energy work is beautifully balanced and completed. And then with huge thanks on behalf of us all, we thank all of the heavenly realms for these beautiful energies. And you can start to bring yourself gently, lovingly back to normal awareness, noticing the temperature in the room, noticing the feeling of the clothes against your body, starting to bring yourself gently, lovingly back to normal awareness, noticing how you feel, and smiling if you'd like to. I'll just ring some bells to help bring everyone back. Ooh, that's a little louder than I meant. That'll make sure everyone comes back. So hopefully you're feeling a bit more relaxed or a bit more energized or a bit lighter and a bit better after that. And sometimes people get messages, sometimes they see amazing energies pouring into them. That's a bonus and that's lovely if you did that. But there we go, that was just over 5 minutes or so to give you a little energetic boost. So
beautiful. Shivani, I felt that for sure. Yes, thank you. That was lovely. I really felt the energies coming in, and even now, like, I'm still feeling them because I'm still yawning, you know, so it's like, yes, it's very nice.
Good.
I don't know about colors per se, but for me, I'm a healer, so I definitely felt a lot of the energies coming in, and it's just lovely, and it's easy, and it's quick, and it's something we can do at any time, anywhere, you know?
Yep.
It doesn't take a lot of time, so that's, yeah, wonderful. I love it. Thank you.
Good. You're very welcome, and nice for me to do. I'm certainly kind of tingling. I'm feeling a very nice kind of buzzing energy. It's almost like a sort of happy, loving energy that's kind of tingling around me. It's very nice. I'm not sure I've had this energy before. So,
so I was going to ask everyone, how are you feeling? What did you experience, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to write that into the Q&A, that would be great. Slowly coming back. So it's like, I'm back now. It usually takes me a bit longer because I just get so deep into the energy, you know? So, yeah, lovely. I like that. It's so quick. I like that.
Good.
So I wanted to talk about, and I don't know if we've done this yet, I want to talk about the 10 ways that the angels and archangels and masters and so on, everybody, you know, can help us in our lives, because like I said, right now, you know, it's a difficult time. So many people are being challenged with ascension symptoms, with the craziness of what was happening last week in the US. And just, you know, all around, right?
Okay, yeah, I was going to suggest we come on to that as well. So we're thinking alike, Shefali. Beautiful, we're in tune. Mm-hmm. So yes, so here are 10 methods. Mm-hmm. Some of the first few people will probably be familiar with, but it can be good to be reminded of them sometimes. Some of the others might be new ways for people. So if it's a reminder, that's helpful. If it's new, then that's good as well. So take it either way. So the first one is the most simple one, which is, as we were saying earlier, we need to call on these beings to help us. So you can pray not only to your angels, but to all of these heavenly and divine beings for help with either in general or with any particular issues you may have. And then sometimes the answer that comes through is really obvious. You might get a message. There may be some incredible coincidence or miracle that happens. Sometimes the answers come through in more subtle ways. They can come in the form of signs. So I just want to remind people to be on the lookout for different sorts of signs. I wrote a book on this not too long ago of 25 different sorts of signs that the angels can help us. So some people are familiar with, so things like finding white feathers is a sign that the angels are with you. And it's also a sign that the thoughts you are thinking is the correct one. So I remember walking down the high street thinking, I wonder if that suggestion Catherine gave me is a good suggestion or not. And also I was thinking that thought, this white feather just floated down right into my chest as I was walking along. And I couldn't help but catch it. I went, okay, thank you, angels. There's confirmation. That was a good suggestion from Catherine. Perfect. Thank you for that. And I went for a walk just recently before I did a webinar for a group of mine. And I kind of live on a village green, so I went for a walk around the green. And just before the talk, I found 10 white feathers on my little walk. And I don't think I've ever found as many feathers in one little walk before. So it's like, hey, that's a good sign before my group session tonight. So that was lovely. So people find them all sorts of places. One more very quick example. Man told me he was thinking of buying his wife an eco-friendly car to protect the environment. It was more expensive. He thought, is it a good idea? And intuitively felt it was. He opened up his wallet to get his credit card out, and there's a white feather in his wallet. He thought, well, you can't put that down to like a bird flying overhead. There's no way a white feather could have got in my wallet. So that was a nice confirmation. So white feathers we know about. The angels can send us signs in so many ways, things that we see, things happening around us. So one story I know is a woman told me she was at her daughter's school. Her daughter was going away on a trip. It's going to be the first time the daughter left home. And she called on the angels, Archangel Michael, to look after her daughter and keep her safe while she was away. And since she finished the prayer, she looked up and a truck drove past the school with Michael's security written on the side of the truck. And she went, oh, okay, thank you. That's the angel telling me Michael's going to be looking after her. So there are so many signs. I know someone went for a walk in the park. They are wondering about whether to ask for a rise or a promotion. And they saw, I think it was 7 people or signs with the Nike logo, just do it. Someone jogging by, someone carrying a Nike bag, a Nike advert. And they went, like, okay, I got the message. Went back, asked for a promotion and got given it. So it's like, okay, thank you. So watch for these signs. Sometimes amazing coincidences can happen. So one of my clients told me she felt she should go to Machu Picchu, a very spiritual place, wondering if that was a good idea, asked the angels for confirmation. So the next day, a brochure came through her door all about trips to Machu Picchu. She hadn't requested it. It just turned up out of the blue. And you could say, oh, it's just a coincidence. But we kind of know, like, okay, thank you. That is confirmation from the angels. It can happen via, messages can come via the radio. I've had a few fun examples, but one client told me she was just getting a little bit of kind of nervousness before coming to my workshops, and she put the radio on. And George Michael's song, You Gotta Have Faith, was playing, which was followed by Robbie Williams singing Angels. And she went, okay. I guess it's going to be okay coming along to this angel workshop. She had a great time. They can also come through.
What you're saying, sorry, Darren, I was just going to say, so what you're saying really is, you know, ask the angels for help, but also ask for validation or confirmation of certain questions that you have, right?
Yep. Like ask for validation.
Them for, Yeah, ask them. I think sometimes we don't do enough of that.
Yeah, but also sometimes these signs can come through as clear indications. So you may have something that pops up in your computer about, you know, maybe a local workshop or something that's happening in your area, which might be exactly what you need to help with your problem. If you're not looking out for these signs, you may just kind of miss it and not pay attention. So they can come in very many ways. And
that's true. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There's a joke about this. Should we do a quick joke just to change the tone a little bit? It's kind of an old joke, but I hope not everyone's heard this. So this is very appropriate today, so we've had lots of flooding in the UK today in parts of the country. We had heavy rain. So someone that's at home, there's terrible flooding going on. They're trapped in the home, and they pray to God, and they say, God, please save me, protect me from this flood and this rising water. And about half an hour later, a boat comes by, and they call out, come I'm aboard the boat. We'll save you. We'll take you out of here to dry land. And the person says, no, it's all right. God's going to save me. I'm fine. So the boat disappears. About an hour goes by. The floodwater is rising and rising. The person has to go upstairs in their home to keep their head above water. Another boat comes along. Climb aboard. We'll take you to safety. He says, no, it's all right. I'm waiting for God to save me. Boat goes on. Now the person has to climb on the roof because the flooding's getting so high. Hoping somehow they're going to be saved. Helicopter comes along, lowers a ladder to them, says, climb aboard the ladder, we'll take you to safety. He said, no, I'm waiting for God to save me. Eventually, a helicopter disappears, and a person slips off the roof, drowns, goes to heaven, and he goes up to God and says, God, I believed in you, I had faith, I trusted you, why didn't you save me? And God said, well, I sent two boats and a helicopter, what more do you want? So sometimes That's we true. Ask for help, but we it's all too easy to miss the clues and miss the signs that they're sending us, which would give us the answers we need. So just inviting people to just pay attention to the signs around you, because they are all around you, and you'll be amazed. Once you start noticing them, you'll find more and more and more guidance all around you.
So, and sometimes it's like, sometimes it's like we're expecting the signs or the answers to come in a certain way. You know, we're limiting the way it can come because we're expecting it to come in only one way, right?
Yep, exactly. So be aware it may come in unexpected ways. And there are lots of different ways, but if you're open to them, hopefully you'll start noticing more and more. And that's an easy way to get more guidance from the angels and from your teams. So moving along, so we've got 10 to go through, so I've got to keep an eye on the time as well. The second one is... again, a very easy one for people to do, but I just want to frame it a little bit, which is to say that we know that as we go through life, we're going to have challenges, and that behind each challenge, there is a lesson for us. It may be something we need to release or clear, or it may be something that we need to learn. So most people are familiar with that as an idea. But the angels are particularly good at helping us to recognize what the lesson is behind the lesson. It could be a small problem, it could be a major life crisis, but always there is a lesson, and when we learn the lesson, then we'll be able to move on and our lives will get better. So how do you get angelic help if you don't know what the lesson is, and if you want some guidance about how to deal with the lesson? Well, something that's very easy to do is to use angel cards. Many people have packs of angel cards. So if you've got some tricky situation, you can go to them, and that's an easy way for the angels and the divine realms to give you guidance. And these days, you can even go on the internet, and there are various people that offer free angel card readings over the internet. So even if you don't have a pack of cards for yourself, you can find one of the websites that offers free readings and allow that to be a way to help you with the problems and challenges that we all face in life. Why struggle along when you can get some higher guidance to help you? So that's a second easy but really valuable thing you can do. So I found that once you get the lesson and you kind of like, oh, that's why it's happened. Oh, this is what I need to do. All right. Now, how do I deal with this? How do I move forward? Oh, there we go. There's the answer. Then, like, you know, the problem is, you know, three quarters solved and much easier to deal with. So being able to get guidance that quickly makes a huge difference and means we can clear up problems much faster rather than kind of suffering with them and struggling with them. A third thing we can do, which really does make a big difference, is we can ask for the people around us to be blessed, to be protected, particularly family members. It could be friends, it could be work colleagues. It can be, you know, saying prayers for the world, or for particular nations that are going through problems or difficulties or natural disasters. And often it's surprising how quickly those really can make a difference to other people. So just, you know, ongoingly asking the angels and the higher beings to look after the people you love does make a difference. One of the most amazing ones I heard was a woman told me that her son was being bullied at school and came home kind of upset and in tears. And she asked the angels to intervene and to protect her son. And literally 2 days later, the bully transferred to another school and the problem was gone. It was like, wow, that was quick.
Yeah, that was quick. Wow.
Yeah. So saying prayers and kind of sending your love, sending positive energies and thoughts to them can support them, particularly if they're going through difficult times. They may need your love and support and prayers for them. And it can make a huge difference. Actually, an extra idea just nudging me to say, particularly as many people will have healing abilities. This is not my idea, but I don't mind sharing other people's ideas for you. I think this is one of Diana Cooper's, which is if you know someone that needs some help, you can imagine holding a ball and you can ask for this ball to be filled with whatever energies you think that person needs. You can ask for it to be filled with healing energies, with love, with courage, with support, whatever qualities you think the person needs. You just imagine this ball filling up with the appropriate qualities for this person. Then you just ask the angels to take this ball to the other person and send that energy to them. I did this once on a workshop. One of the people in the workshop was missing. And as a group, we just sat down. We all imagined a huge ball. We all poured our love and healing energy and best wishes and things into this ball. And we asked the angels to take it to this person that was missing. And they turned up an hour later. And they said, oh, good, glad you could come along. What happened? They said, I was feeling really ill this morning. I could barely get out of bed. I just felt terrible. And then I felt this presence. I felt this energy come over me. And it kind of like washed me clean and energized me, and I felt better. So I thought, oh, good, I can come up and rejoin the workshop now. Hmm. She was like, wow, she really got that ball of loving energy.
Yeah, definitely. Nice. Wow.
So, have a bit of fun with that. You can see whether or not the person notices the difference at the other end.
Mm-hmm.
So moving along our list, do feel free to interrupt me or ask questions or bring out points as well, Ms. Shefali. Otherwise, I'll keep going along with the list. So another thing that can be wonderful to do is for people to learn how to communicate with the angels so you can actually hear their answers. So many people I speak to say that they talk to the angels every day. They would love to hear the angels talking back to them. And obviously, it's what I spent the last 15 years doing is teaching people to be able to hear the angels talking back to you. So you hear their voices, you get messages, you get the words, and you go, so what's the answer to this problem? Oh, wow. Oh, really? It's as easy as that to solve. Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're able to have that sort of direct conversation, like it's like almost like picking up a phone to God and asking for advice, almost anyone can learn to do this. But what that does is it then enables them to talk with you directly and to give you the guidance, the answers you need about any subject of your life. And they can talk with you every day. They can guide you. They can help you with your health, with your relationships, with your career, with your life path. They can work with you to help you develop spiritually, release energies, bring in higher energies. Whatever you need, they can give you clear guidance. And not only is it unbelievably helpful to have that skill to be able to do that, but it's also a beautiful thing to connect with the angels. People often feel so moved, so blessed. Often people are moved to tears because it's just such a joyful, such a beautiful energy. It just feels so wonderful to be loved, to be supported by this team of beings. It's a beautiful and incredibly helpful thing to do. So that may be something that more and more people might like to do. I'm not the only teacher out there. Obviously, I've got courses and things that can help people. Mention that briefly at the end, but yeah, you know, there are more and more people who are helping people to connect with the angels.
So, Darren.
Yep.
So when you say you're helping people to hear the angel, do you really mean hearing audibly, or are you talking about just like getting the messages through, you know, different like signs, like we talked about earlier, or are you actually talking about hearing them in your head?
We're actually talking about hearing them in your head. So good question, okay. Shefali. So some people, it's kind of like hearing a voice, hearing a dialogue mm-hmm. in their head. Mm-hmm. So they'll go like, oh, I know my female angel because she's got this nice kind of melodic voice. Whereas Michael tends to be much more stronger and much more powerful and much more direct. So they'll learn to distinguish the different voices of the different angels and masters and archangels and members of their team. For some, it's more like the words pop into their head. The answers mm-hmm. just appear. So it's like a claircognizance. So it's just like an inner knowing. For some people, they get pictures mm-hmm. while they're communicating with the beings, often as well as words. But yet, you get answers to your question. Like, I was going to say 2 seconds later, but often it's immediate. It's right there before you can mm-hmm. even think of the answer for yourself. And at first people go, wow, this is amazing. Am I just kind of making this up? Which is what everybody says. But when you've done it for a little while, you go, these messages are just so beautiful and they're so helpful and they're so accurate. And the language is so wonderful that this can't be me. This really is angels and Jesus and these masters communicating with me. How wonderful. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine what that would be like? Well, we'll give people a little taste of that in the meditation at the end.
Perfect.
But that is such a beautiful thing to do. And it means not only can you get guidance for yourself, but it means you can also channel messages for your family, or if you're working with clients, you can pass on messages to help them. Mm-hmm. And I've never thought about this before, but it's kind of like, why wouldn't they want to be able to communicate with us? They're here to help us. Mm-hmm. They know that, you know, we're important for the development and ascension of the whole planet. Why wouldn't they wish to talk with us? It's just a question of finding the right methods to learn how to do so. And I've discovered that, yeah. Some people can happen fairly quickly. Other people need to learn a process. Like anything, if you want to learn to play tennis, some people can just pick up a racket and seem to have a natural knack. Other people might need lessons in order to learn how to do it properly. So I say there are many angel teachers around, but that is, you know, the most direct and most wonderful way to receive help with anything in life. Like my friend Charlie just saying, knowing she could ask the angels for an answer anytime she had a problem, gave it a sense of ease and peace and being supported, and her whole life was transformed for the better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
nice. Okay, perfect.
So that's different. I could do a whole workshop. Or I could do numerous workshops about that, but that's not the topic for today. The next one on my list is, again, once you've learned to connect with the angels, what you can do is you can fill yourself with angelic energies. So actually, people can use the opening meditation we did earlier on today to fill yourself up with angelic energies. And what that will do over time is you will carry a higher energy of love and higher vibrations with you, which will start to touch the lives of people around you, and B, it will start to draw more positive events to you. Obviously, if you've got person A that's surrounded by horrible, low, dark, nasty energies, and you've got person B that's glowing with light and beautiful, loving energies, person B is going to attract better things into their lives. So you can fill yourself up with loving energies using the opening meditation, or once you've learned to connect with the team by working with them. And something I do with clients is I sometimes invite them to share the energy with others. So if they're in a room with people, you can just like beam energy from your heart to their heart. If you're working with someone, for example, like a hairdresser or a therapist, you can ask for the angel's love and energy to flow through you to the other person. And that is hugely uplifting to the other person. And the more you pass on the energies to others, the more they're flowing through. So you're getting the healing, you're getting the love, you're getting the wisdom, you're getting your energies cleansed and uplifted by doing it. So it's not only beneficial for you, it's beneficial for other people. So asking to be filled with angelic love is another beautiful thing that will make you feel better, but will start drawing more positive events to you during your life. So I say you can call on the angels to work on you energetically while you sleep, or you could do that 5-minute opening meditation, perhaps that once a day. So moving on, we talked a little bit about how many people have this connection with the higher realms. They may have connections with universes, other dimensions. And this is something I've noticed increasingly over the last, particularly the last 3 years, you know, coming out of 2012 and beyond. More and more people are who are working with the angels and archangels and masters and star beings are finding that they're being asked to bring through higher energies for themselves and for the planet. And these higher energies have the most beautiful, most amazing qualities to them. And what people find is it lifts their, particularly if they're working in a spiritual way, it lifts their work to a whole new different dimension. So for example, I've got a client called Lisa, after mentioning her as an example. She was already doing spiritual healing on people, but she came to me, she got connected up with the star beings. They said they wanted to bring ascension energies through her to people. And so she started adding ascension energies into the work. She said she noticed that dramatic improvement in results with her clients. She enjoyed the work more. The clients got much better results. And people started flocking to her. Suddenly her whole practice just filled up, just chock-a-block, week after week. And she was just, you know, delighted that so many people were being guided to her, because they could tell and they were being guided by the universe that they needed these higher ascension energies. Whereas another client of mine had been working with the angels for a while, felt she should come to me for some reason. She connected with Lord Melchizedek, this master I talked about earlier, and he said that he wanted to bring through a new form of higher divine healing through her, that he was going to teach her the methods for doing so. He wanted her to write a book with lots of information about crystals and DNA and other higher vibrations in it. So she started channeling the book from this ascended master and started getting the energies for herself, first of all, and then started passing these energies on to other people. And she was told that one day she would move to the coast and open a center where she could teach other people how to tap into these ascension energies and how to pass them on. So that was like, wow, that's like taking the work to whole new higher levels. And obviously, as the energies on the earth continue to build, so the higher realms want more and more of us to open up to them and to bring through more of these higher energies. There may be many people listening to this who would be prime candidates to connect with all these higher beings and help bring these beautiful energies to the planet. And that will be amazing in so many ways, and that will help your life to develop and unfold in lots of incredible ways.
Beautiful.
So that's number six. Number seven we've already touched upon, which is recognizing that we may be higher beings that have come to the planet to assist the Earth, and embracing that part of ourselves, loving ourselves for our uniqueness, celebrating the fact that we maybe don't fit in, that we do feel different to others. I certainly felt that way most of my life as well. And say, okay, let me be of service to the divine realms. If I've come to this planet to make a difference, please lead me forward, show me what I need to do, help me to develop my gifts, help me to develop and blossom further, lead my life forward so I can be fulfilled being who I really am and having an amazing life, making a difference to others and to the world. So sometimes that's just a beautiful prayer. I know of someone who said, I thought, a fantastic prayer. This lady opened up to working with angels, and she said, please show me what is the best way that I can help most people here on the planet. I thought, what a wonderful question. And she was actually guided to start a spiritual group where she kind of spreads that talks and healing energies and messages, and she's now built a group of over 20,000 people. So she's regularly helping upwards of 20,000 people to connect with, you know, beautiful energies and knowledge and wisdom. I thought that's a beautiful prayer. How can I, you know, fulfill my purpose here? How can I help as many people as possible? How can I develop my gifts and be of service and have a wonderful life? Please guide me forward. Mm-hmm. And that prayer, I know from the people I work with, can lead to just astonishing and wonderful changes in people's lives.
That is beautiful. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, wow. I'm going to start implementing that one.
Mm-hmm.
In my daily prayers. Yeah, nice.
Yep. I was going to do the same again, but I keep expanding my mission more and more anyway without me having to ask. So
wonderful.
It's no putting my feet up for me. They're always asking me to do more.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And kind of linked in with that is learning to work with your divine team so that you can be filled with not only new energies and not only channeling messages and new information for people. Who knows, you might be guided to write a book or invent a new form of healing, but also helping to raise your consciousness. So we could talk here about the Christ consciousness, you know, mm-hmm. thinking, acting in the most loving, most enlightened of ways. And as we learn to connect with these different levels of beings, and that can go right up to God, right up to Source, right up to connecting with oneness, with a sense of unity. When you have those sorts of connections, it changes the way you view the world and it changes the way that you think and act. And that can be a wonderful thing for yourself. It can also lead you to help other people to raise their consciousness, to see the world in different ways. So it may be that you get inspired to start teaching and doing spiritual workshops. It may be just those of you who are out there in the so-called real world, working with children or working with businesses or working in nursing or education or other worthwhile organizations, that by carrying greater light, by seeking to spread that light to the people around you, and by just talking to the people around you and encouraging them to think in higher ways, you can play your part in helping to raise the consciousness of the world. And I just touched there briefly on businesses. So I'm also at the moment, I'm very passionate about taking spirituality into businesses. And I'm helping more of my clients, firstly, to ask the angels to bless their workspace. So even if you're sat at a desk in a traditional office, you can ask the angels to surround you with positive energies so that you're in a better energy. You can also ask them to bless your colleagues, to bless the company, to bless the building so the energies are raised, so that people will either consciously or unconsciously be uplifted and start behaving differently. You can ask the angels to bless your meetings and to help you in meetings so that they go more smoothly, so your work flows more easily, the meetings go better. It might even enhance your career, lead to a pay rise or promotion even. Mm-hmm. So there are things you can do even in the kind of traditional workplace where you can help the energies around you and you can help the people around you as well. So that's another way that you can benefit and also help to spread angelic energies. Two more to go on our list. I'm conscious we have another meditation to do with people as well. One's a very high one, one's a very low one. Increasingly, my clients are being guided to do more and more work for the planet. So this can be saying prayers for the planet. It can be working with the higher realms, asking the higher realms to bless the planet, to send energies where it's needed. Sometimes they get guided to do some healing for their town or for the land around them. It could be just saying prayers, asking the higher realms to bring love, bring healing to wherever it is needed to the world. It could also be, for those of you who feel a connection with masters and with star beings and other higher beings, it could be working with things like the ley lines on the planets, asking for them to be cleansed and uplifted and purified. It could be working with like crystalline grids, with the Christ grid that surrounds the planet. Could be asking the star beings to bring energies into the planet. So increasingly, because we're sensitive to the energies on the planet, I know a lot of people have been stressed by the energies surrounding the US election, and that's kind of reverberated to other countries as well, even here in the UK and Europe. Because we're more sensitive to energy, then the more of us that call on these beings to help the energies in the world and learn how to work with them and to uplift the energies on the planet, the more we are all going to feel the benefits from doing so. So that may be something that some of your listeners are working on already. It may be something that you're called to do, but it's also a beautiful thing. Quite often, you know, I'll do some work many days asking for, you know, problem spots, areas on the planet that I'm guided to that need some work doing to them, giving them healing, giving them clearing, giving new energies brought to them. It's a nice feeling that you're kind of contributing to the whole world. It's like, well, I may just be, you know, one person doing my bit, but I'm contributing to the energies of the planet. Yeah, mm-hmm. What a wonderful Absolutely. Thing to do, to give back. Yeah, because ultimately, we are all from, you know, all from source. We're all, you know, part of unity, all part of the oneness, and we're mm-hmm. all here to play our part. So not only in your day-to-day life, if you can offer healing and help and prayers for the whole planet, that is another way that you can not only help the world, but you will be blessed, not well, only yeah. while you're doing it, but you'll be blessed afterwards as well.
Mm. Nice, absolutely.
So that's 9 of my 10. The 10th one was one we've talked about anyway, which was something that anyone can do again. You don't have to learn how to connect with angels. You can just ask them to work on you while you sleep and to mm-hmm. plant ideas and messages in you, either while you're sleeping or while you're meditating. So let me just give you a bonus one then, which is also we touched upon it, which is asking the divine realms, how can I serve? That can either be how can I serve during my life or how can I be of service today? Mm-hmm. And it may be that's just someone that needs your help. Maybe a friend needs a phone call. Maybe someone at work you may not have particularly given a lot of attention to just needs a smile, a friendly word to uplift them. So just asking, how can I be of service today, is another way to experience kind of the magic of working with the angels and heavenly realms and to be of service to the world, and you'll be touched and blessed as well. And there's lots of examples I could give about that. So there's slightly over 10 ways, I say, some mm-hmm. fairly familiar with, which will be reminders for people. Some perhaps new ways that people might like to explore, in which you can build your connection with angels, archangels, masters, star beings, higher beings, and play an even bigger role than you are already in helping the world, mm-hmm. and be suitably blessed by all of these beings and guided and supported in your life, which we all welcome and we all appreciate as well.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. And yeah, you know, some of them may be familiar, some are new, but some are just wonderful reminders of how we can be of service to the world, to our communities, and at the same time be, you know, receive blessings and energies and healing, which helps us in our path and in our life, you know. So it's a win-win-win. And so sometimes when I'm on the train going to my German class in the morning, for example, I will just send out blessings to everybody that's on the train, you know.
Lovely.
You know, blessings, love, light, just everybody that's on the train, just, you know, to give them a little bit of a boost, you know, as they're going to work or as they're going to school or wherever they happen to be going. And it doesn't take anything out of my time, right, because I'm sitting there anyways. So, yep. You know, that's something that we all do as well, right?
Yeah, and probably you feel quite good when you're doing that, while you're praying for them and sending them love. Yes. You probably feel more peaceful and more contented
as
well.
I do, yes, absolutely. yeah. So definitely for that. Now, I know that we're going to do a meditation. And so did you want to talk about your special offer before the meditation or after the meditation?
Sure. Why not? Why don't we do the special offer now? It follows on nicely, and then people can bathe in the energies of the meditation
Perfect.
Afterwards. So, yeah, just to mention.
Go ahead. Yeah. Well, I was just going to say that they can just click on special offer to follow along with us as we talk about it, or they can go to awakentohappennow.com/Baron11 to follow along as you're talking about the special offer.
Okay, go beautiful. So yes, I just want to mention, so I like trying to help everybody as I go along. So we have free gifts that we offer to everybody. There's a beautiful, really inspiring angel book with messages and pictures and channeled messages people find really uplifting and inspiring. So there's a free angel book, a free archangel meditation, and some other gifts that everybody is welcome to help yourselves to give yourself some further angelic encouragement. But in terms of the package, this is a package based around the angel course, which the angels asked me to create because they said to me all those years ago that they do want to talk with more and more people. And they said, we want to make it easy for people to connect with us, because many people try and can't quite get through to them. So they gave me this very beautiful step-by-step process for working with them, for feeling them around you, for noticing the signs, but actually learning to communicate, as we talked about earlier, actually hearing their voices, having their words come to you, and also experiencing their beautiful energies. And I tested this step-by-step process out. I thought I'd test it with a little group of about 10 or 20 people. So I put this little advert in a spiritual magazine. 300 people contacted me saying they wanted to try this course. It's like, wow, they really want this to work. About 120 people signed up for the course, took them through the course going, I hope this works. And the feedback I got was just incredible. I got all these letters flooding in saying, oh my goodness, you've no idea what's happened to me. My life has improved. My life's been blessed. I've been healed. I've met someone. I've got promotion. I've changed career. All these incredible things happening for people, and they really enjoyed, you know, the connections with the angels. And so I, ever since then, have offered this program. It's called Guided by Angels. And there are a few things that make it quite unusual. So one is, it is a beautiful step-by-step process. So it builds as it goes along. And anybody can do this. Because the angel said to me, sometimes people read a book and, you know, it may say in the book, oh, you know, to talk with your angels, just do this exercise. And it might work well for some people. But going from zero connection to like 100% connected, hearing their voices really easily, in 10 minutes flat, that's kind of like, it's a big step, it's a big leap. So the course makes it easy to build your skills, build your connections. There are attunements, there are meditations. They also teach you things like following your intuition, connecting with your soul and higher self. So you learn to feel those and sense those and trust them. And then you learn to talk with the angels and the archangels and the masters and the star beings. And you get to learn the differences between them. So instead of going, am I just making this up? You go, oh no, that was definitely an angel, and that's definitely, you know, that was Jesus, because I know what Jesus feels like and what he sounds like, and that was definitely my star being, because they're completely different. So you learn to know which being is communicating with you, and it's beautiful and it's wonderful and it's amazing, and it works. And it works month by month. So each month you receive a module which takes you through some exercises to do. There's some information, there's examples from previous students. You can go, oh, okay, I'm getting similar results to them, so yeah, I must be doing it right. And someone said, oh, it's like getting a birthday present every month. I look forward to it arriving. It can be posted to you. Most people these days get it via the internet online, because it's easier and quicker that way. And so you learn how to communicate with them over time. So that course is at the heart of the package, because it's such a beautiful course, and it's worked with people in over 65 countries these days, let alone 50. So I know that it works beautifully, and it's such a blessing, and people just love connecting, like my friend Charlie, whose life was transformed, and who just loves talking with the angels. So that's at the heart of the package. I've got so many kind of different testimonials. The experience of talking and listening to the angels is unbelievable. My life has changed for the better. It's another one who became my friend, Sheila. The course is literally wonderful, as in full of wonder. Inspiration, and without question, things happen. It's the crock of the gold at the end of the rainbow. You'll never spend so little to receive so much. It's jewel gold. I could bore everyone for hours with all the incredible testimonials. So in addition to that course, we've added some extras. So I mentioned I'd written a book all about angel signs to help people identify the signs more and more easily. That's called The Secret Language of Angels. That covers the 25 different sorts of angel signs. So we've included that in there. There's a mini course called Angel Visions to help people receive a vision of what their life could be like for the future, to act as like a guiding beacon of light to help you move forward with your life. Because people love working with the archangels and masters, we've added in an extra webinar specifically on connecting with archangels and an extra webinar specifically on working with the ascended masters as well. There's another bonus in there about opening up to financial abundance and freedom. And as you would expect, as a package, normally that would be $940. But of course, we don't want to charge you that because we're generous souls and we want to help people. So we're giving a huge discount. It's about 75% off. So people can either pay for it all in one go, in which case you get an even bigger discount. And that is £149, which is listed on the website as roughly $249. I don't know if I should say this or not, but because the pound is really weak, it'll actually be a little bit less than that. So now's a good time to buy it because it'll be cheaper than it's been for years because of the exchange rate. Or to make it really easy for people, we offer a simple monthly payment plan, and that is £19.99 per month, roughly in dollars. That's listed as $29.99. It's probably nearer around about $25. So it's a really low price to pay each month to have the angels come to you, talk with you, guide you forward with your life, help you sort out your problems, bless you, help you open up your gifts, and help your life move forward in a more magical, more wonderful day, I think. Bargain of the century. And just to say, we also offer a 30-day money-back guarantee because we want people to be happy. So you can buy the course, check it out, you know, play with the first module. If you're not happy, just let us know. We'll give you a full refund. So there's absolutely no risk whatsoever there. So that's what's in the package. So I say I'm not the only teacher out there, but I know this package is beautiful and it works. So I'd invite people just to have a look at it, check in with your intuition, perhaps ask for some angel signs, see if it feels right for you, and if it's feeling good, sign up, give it a try, 30-day money-back guarantee. And so if that's appropriate for you, it's there and it's offered with love to help you connect with the angels and the divine realms. And there's also, as I mentioned, the free gifts for everybody as well. You can have those with our blessings as well. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this opportunity because, I say, the angels want to connect with us all. And for whoever's ready and whoever that package is right for, I'm sure you'll have an absolutely amazing time.
Oh, that's wonderful, and thank you. And, you know, I was going to ask you, so, like, let's say that you're already pretty intuitive, you know, so you already have a, you know, a relationship with, you know, the angels and the ascended masters, but you're not really getting clear messages, you know, let's say you're not hearing them or you're not, you know, seeing things, but you're, you know, you know they're with you, you know they're helping you, but you're not getting any clear information or clear messages. Can this course help them with that?
Yeah, that's entirely the whole purpose of the course. So great that you highlight that, Shefali. Mm-hmm. So yes, in month three, you learn how to have the angels talk with you and give you messages and give you answers and give you guidance. So you hear their voices, you get to know your group, and you learn how to recognize them. So, yeah, it's all about how to have them communicate with you. And it still boggles my mind today that we can actually talk with these angels, masters, beings of light, and they can give us helpful messages, love, guidance, send us beautiful energy, send us healing. It's incredible we can do that. So that's the entire purpose of the course. It also helps you clear up the past, sort out problems, raise your energies, guide you forward on your life path. It does lots of other things, but that's the heart of it. And for those that may have some angelic connections, I know many people, for example, when they're healing, they sense guidance coming through to them from their angels. But often they'll say, but I can't actually channel messages for myself. Well, this course will teach you how to channel messages for yourself. And once you connect with the angels, then you can go on to these other levels that might be really important for you. The archangels, the masters, the star beings, the higher angelic realms, and have all of them helping them, and have an enhanced team of beings talking with you and working with you, and have that sense of like, hey, I'm home with my gang. Hey, my family's here at last.
Beautiful. Thank you. So this package is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Darren11. So you can check that out. Thank you, Darren.
My pleasure. Miracles.
I know we were going to do another meditation, right? To actually connect with the angels and possibly get a message or two from them.
That's the idea. Yeah, this is a meditation where people will feel some energy shifts, and they should also get some messages as well. So it's not that long a meditation, because I know we've been on air a fair while now. So yeah, I'd love to do this meditation with people.
Where did the time go? It's gone by so quickly. I have no idea. It's like it's just gone, flown by.
It has. And I've enjoyed it. I would just say, as a provisor, hopefully everybody will experience something in this meditation. Obviously, when I'm working with people, I work them over time, and it takes a number of steps to really build the connection. But this is a meditation where it does seem most people can get something, quite often get messages with it. So it's offered here with my love. Hopefully it will work well for most of you. If there are one or two of you out there that it doesn't work quite so well for, that doesn't mean you can't connect with angels. It just means you need a bit more work. You need to go through a bit more of the steps to build the connection. Please work on the basis and the expectation that you will have a wonderful time in this meditation, and that you will be blessed accordingly, and invite that to happen. That will improve your chances. Okay, well, if you're ready, we can
begin. I am.
Wonderful. Great. So enjoy. So we'll just start off again, inviting people to close their eyes, to take a couple of breaths, just to just center, relax yourself for a few moments, just calm your mind. Get yourself a bit more stilled and centered. I would like to call back to each person once again a big ball of divine love and light and higher energies to fill you and to surround you with these beautiful energies to help you in this meditation. So just imagine a big ball of beautiful divine love and light and energy surrounding you and filling you with light. And we'll just allow a few moments for that to do its energetic work. We did that once before, so it should come back a little more easily now. And then what I'd like to do, this is an meditation rather, to enable you to release something that's blocking you or holding you back in life, and to receive some new positive energies and messages instead. So it's quite a fun little exercise. I hope you enjoy this. So what I'd like to invite you to do is I'd like you to imagine, first of all, that you're standing in a pleasant green field on a nice sunny day. And in front of you in this field, just a little way off in front of you, is a group of angels and masters and very wise beings. Now, you don't have to necessarily see them in detail. Just get a sense that there's a group of them there to support you and help you. And then between you and this group of wise beings, just slightly off to the left, is an empty outdoor stage, like a theatre stage, so an empty stage. So, okay, so far, so you've got the group of wise beings just in front of you, a little way off, and you've got this empty stage just off to the left slightly. So next, what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask you, your unconscious mind, your soul, and the angels to make you aware of the biggest or most appropriate block to you developing, moving forward with your life to come to mind. This could be a block in terms of your ascension or working spiritually or a general block in life. So it could be a fear, some sort of block. Just see what comes to mind. the biggest or most appropriate fear or block that's holding you back in life. And make sure you've got something specific. So fear is not enough. It needs to be like fear of what other people may think, or fear of change, or fear of not being good enough. So allow the appropriate issue to come to mind. Okay, hopefully you've all got an issue now. So next, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to imagine sending the negative energy of this fear, of this block, of this issue or problem out of you, and send the energy onto the stage. Get it all out of you. Take some deep breaths. As you breathe out, just send all this unwanted energy and have it appear on the stage as something. It may appear as a person or an animal or just some like nasty looking object or some yucky energy. So just get it all out of you and have it appear on the stage. Maybe one more breath. For luck, just get all that unwanted energy out of you and have it appear on the stage. And notice what it looks like. Normally it will look like something unappealing, like a nasty person or a nasty animal, or just like a black blob or horrible energy or something. So now that we've cleared the energy out of you, what we'd like to do is we'd like to ask God and the angels to send a beam of light down onto the stage. And we can either remove this energy and replace it with something possible. If it's a really horrible energy, you might want to do that. Or we can ask God and the angels to transform it into something positive. So just sense, do you want this removed and replaced with something positive, or do you want it to feel more loving to transform it into something positive? So you decide. And then we ask for a beam of light from the angels to pour down onto the stage. And we ask this unwanted energy to either be removed to float up the light, and for something very positive and wonderful to float down and replace it. Or we ask for this negative energy to be transformed into something positive instead. So we just allow a few moments for that to happen. So now you should have something positive on the stage. It could be an angel, it could be a ball of light, it could be a flower, it could be absolutely anything. So we welcome this positive thing on the stage, and we'd like to ask it, because it has the ability to communicate with you telepathically, we'd like to ask this positive thing, how can it help you? So just let yourself receive the message telepathically. How can this positive thing help you? And see what it says. And just go with whatever answer comes to you. And is there some other way that it can help you? Can it also help you with something else? And again, just receive the message, see what thoughts or words come to you. How else can it help you? And just remember that. And then if that sounds like something you would like, we'd like to ask this positive object or angel or whatever it is, how would it like to link with you so it can support you throughout your life? Does it want to come and merge with your heart? Does it want to hover above your head? Does it want to walk beside you? Does it want to merge with your body? So ask it, how would it like to energetically link with you, and see what it says. And then if you're happy with that, let's ask this positive thing to float off the stage and to come and merge and link or walk or hover around you, whatever it said it wanted to do. Allow it to link its energy to you. And just notice how that feels as this positive thing links in with you. Just notice how much better that feels and how much more positive you feel about the future and moving forwards now. And know that that is there to help you and guide you from this point onwards. Then next, we'd like to communicate with the group of wise beings who have watched all of this. And we'd like to ask them, what helpful message would they like to give you about this particular topic or issue. So again, just allow them to communicate with you telepathically and see what helpful message they would like to give you and see what they say. And just notice those words or thoughts. Now, we'd also like to ask them one other question. We'd like to ask them, what other helpful message or other advice about next steps would they like to give you today? So other helpful messages or advice they'd like to give you, and just see what they say. And again, remember those words or thoughts that come to you. And then we'd like to thank the positive item that's linked with you. And we'd like to thank this team of wise beings for their help today. And you can start to bring yourself gently, lovingly back to you being back in your body again. Bring yourself back to the room, noticing the feeling of the chair or bed or whatever you're sitting or lying upon. Bring yourself gently, lovingly back to normal awareness. When you're ready, opening your eyes and noticing how you feel. And I'll just ring the bells gently this time to bring everyone back. There we go. Just bring yourself gently, lovingly back, everyone, and just notice how you're feeling. And hopefully you feel like a shift has taken place. You feel like you've got rid of some unwanted energies and got some new positive energies and thoughts now. Hopefully you have received some messages as well from this group of wise beings. So if so, congratulations, you've just channeled some messages. So beautiful. I hope you've enjoyed that and it delivered positive results for you. I say this one that many people find quite an easy meditation to do. I call that my fear buster exercise. It's a bit like, if you remember the film Ghostbusters, you've got ghosts, who you're going to call the Ghostbusters.
Right.
If you've got fears or blocks, what do you call? You call the fear buster in. And I like it because it's quite a fun and interesting meditation. I like it because it not only clears the problem, it brings positive energies and positive messages as well. So typically
it was beautiful.
Good.
I didn't know what was going to come up, you know, and so I just let myself be wide open with it, you know.
Yeah.
So as I'm sharing, I'm going to invite all the listeners to and, you know, what you experienced as well, because for me it was, you know, this time I, you know, my not nice being was like a green troll with like warts and all, and not pleasant looking, you know. And then once it transformed, it merged into me, and that merging was so it was so gentle, but it was so loving at the same time. And just knowing that the new traits and qualities are what it's going to help with has given me a sense of ease and peace, you know?
Beautiful. What did the troll turn into? Did it turn into something a bit more appealing, Shefali?
It was actually a white dove, which I was not expecting, you know? It turned into a white dove, yeah. And then the white dove merged with me. So it's like, oh, that's not what I, you know, I didn't expect that either. So it's like, okay, cool. But you never know, right? Because you never know what's going to happen. And then the messages from the angels and the ascended masters and beings was, again, you know, very inspiring, very supportive, but also very direct, you know. They were being very assertive, you know, a little bit assertive, but in a kind and loving way, right? So it was very nice. Thank you.
It may be a little bit too personal. Obviously, we want to respect privacy, but are you able to give just like a little sense or hint of one or two of the messages that you got?
Yeah, it was basically about right now it's time just to integrate and take the time for myself to integrate everything that's been going on. And number two, and not fear that, you know, I'm never alone and I'm always supported and I can never make a mistake. Whatever I do will not be a mistake because it's always of service. So I was like, okay. it was just interesting how they were able to pick up on, you know, some of my insecurities at the moment. Very nice.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you for sharing, Shefali, and thank you for being so open there. That sounds an absolutely beautiful kind of classic example. Sometimes I do the exercise while I'm actually leading people through it. I actually didn't today, but that's a good example. You know, quite common ones are things like, you know, fear of change, fear of what other people might think. So people often see like a big black horrible energy or a big black monster on the stage, and that often gets transformed into, it could be like a fairy. A dove is not uncommon. Could be like a ball of light, could be an angel, and then that normally says it will give them the strength, it will give them the courage, it will bring them the peace to cope with the changes, and then they get some beautiful messages as well from people. So that was a good kind of classic example that you shared there, Shefali. That's exactly how it
That's what I experienced, and it's not like I said, oh, I want to see a dove. No, and even the troll, I didn't say, well, I want to see a green coal with warmth. No, it was just, it's what showed up. You know, it's like, okay, because in the past, it was like a dark, dark shape, you know, so this time it was not. It was just a troll. not too scary. So, you know, it's like, yeah, nothing too much to worry about. Thank you. So okay. I know we wanted to take just, you know, one or two quick questions about, you know, about what we're talking about, you know, about angels, about ascended masters, about the different ways that we can connect with them and work with them, or how they can help us in our day-to-day life. So if anybody has a question, we already have some people with their hands raised, but if you have a question about that, then, you know, we would love to, you know, hear your question, and as well as if you want to share what you experienced, that would be great, right?
Yeah, example of what happened would be wonderful as well. Yeah, absolutely. So, whatever you think might interest the other listeners, if you feel a little divine nudge, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, so if you can ask a question that is helpful to everybody, that would be great, you know. That would be, you know, ideal. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 7566. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hello,
how are
Jane.
You?
Good. You have a question for Darren and the angels?
I'm so excited. I never expected to get picked.
Yay. Great.
I try to communicate with my angels all the time, every day. I mean, even with simple, silly things like helping me with my hair and makeup, you know, things like that. But I don't feel as though I get the replies that I'm looking for. And I know part of it is you get what you get, not what you want sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a better way for me to connect?
I
guess my question is, what I'm doing, is it appropriate?
So the more lighthearted answer was yes, there are lots of ways that you can connect with them. I think in your situation, without like doing a course to learn how to connect, what you could do is ask the angels to send you some signs about the best ways for them to work with you and to communicate with you.
I have been doing that, and I don't seem to receive anything, and I don't know if I'm just being totally oblivious to it or what. I ask for signs all the time, and I don't seem to receive any.
Okay. Let's see what they might want to say upstairs. There may be other people who have that sort of situation. So thanks for the question, mm-hmm. Jane. So let's see what they want to say for you and for others. I was just kind of hesitating about whether to say this or not. They're saying that I should say this. So they're saying that in such cases, there is probably a hidden block, a hidden fear about communicating with the angels and higher beings. So although many of us want it on one level, on another level, we can sometimes fear the changes it might bring to our lives, what might happen if we kind of like open the door. The answer is it will be good, but we can have a kind of fear of the things that may happen or what other people may think. So they suggest that you do some work on yourself to look at what may be holding you back.
Well, I have thought of that, and I mm-hmm. have asked the angels to please indicate to me what is the block that I need to clear so we can get past this.
Okay.
And I still don't seem to get anything. Like, I feel like I'm on a treadmill. I keep running in the same spot. Like, I have a block. Please help me to clear it or help me to know what it is. I don't receive a message, so I stay blocked. It's just kind of like a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, I think part of it is that you're pushing too hard, right? And so sometimes what I would do when something like that happens, when I'm not getting a message and I want an answer, is take a step back and sometimes just write it down. Write down a few questions and then wait and see, and then be aware of what's happening in your environment, you know, what's showing up for you. Because sometimes it is showing up, but we're expecting it to show up in a certain way and it's not showing up in that way. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I know. It sounds frustrating.
I think I sometimes expect like marching bands and flashing lights, and I'm not getting that. But the thing is, yeah. I don't do subtle very well, and I've told the angels that. I don't do subtle very well. You have to give it to me strong, loud, and hard, and I'm not getting that.
So that's the answer there. You know, the angels and guides and spirit, they want to work with you on a subtle level. They don't want to knock your head brick kind of thing. You know, they want to work subtly with you, so they want you to go with it, center and be calmer.
But what if what I need is something long and strong and loud and hard just to get my attention?
That's what you think you.
Well,
right,
if I may come,
maybe the angel.
Right, you're right. That is what I think I need.
Yeah, but maybe the angels know better. But what you really need is a bit silence and going with it.
Apparently, what they've been doing hasn't been working. Is my point.
Yeah.
Them being subtle has not been working. So can't they work with me and see that I need it longer, stronger, louder, and harder, and go, okay, let's work with her and give her what she needs to get her on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Do
okay,
you understand what I mean? And
yeah.
I'm not trying to be difficult.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm just really trying to get this.
Yeah. Well, Jane, let me come back in here with a specific message for you, and then a general message for everybody listening as well. This is they're saying very unusual, but what I'm hearing is now is not the right time for you to be connecting and working with the angels. There's something else that they want you to be doing, either kind of personally or with your life. And they're kind of saying you almost like need the time of not working with them in order to enable you to do something else first. So what I would invite you to do is to go away and think about, okay, if now is not the right time, if I maybe need 6 months to do something else first, what else is it that I'm supposed to be doing? Because they're saying that is the case for you. It's really unusual. I've not come across this before. Normally, they will respond to people who ask for help. They're saying there's something else you need to be doing first. And if you get involved with communicating with them, it will stop you from doing the other thing, which is really important for your path.
Oh, God,
so,
how am I supposed to figure out what that is?
It really does start by going to your heart space, you know, getting out of your head, going into your heart, and just feeling the energies first. You know? That's what I would start with, just feeling those energies, feeling, sensing. I guess not everybody senses, but just feeling that presence first is gonna help. You just need some clearing of your chakras, clearing of your field. There's so many different things.
Yeah, so it could be you brainstorm a few ideas and then see which one resonates with you. It could be you talk with a friend or talk with someone else and see what they're able to suggest for you. But if you're meant to be doing something else first, then I trust and I'm sure that you'll discover what that is. And then you can do that something else. And then you can come back. And when the time is right, you go, ah, hallelujah, finally. Waited a long time, but here we go. So I'd just like to suggest that. I have found... So it may not be the answer you're looking for, but I wish you well, Jane. And I say it's something that's important. It's something that will be really valuable for you. So you would have regretted missing out on it if you didn't do it. So enjoy whatever it is it's going to be. It's going to be important and helpful for you. And you'll get to talk with the angels later on when the time is right.
Okay, I'm excited.
Oh, good. Good. Well, there you go. If you're excited, that shows it's the right answer for you.
Wonderful.
So if everyone else listening, hopefully there's some extra
thank
tips
you, Jane.
There about. Thank you for the question, Jane.
Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. And so, some other tips there about asking the angels either to make the signs clear or to ask them what are the most effective ways of working with you. Actually, something you can do, I mentioned earlier, is you can use angel cards. You can do look on the internet for an angel card reading. That's another way of definitely getting guidance because anyone can pick a card and read it, or anyone can search the internet and read the answer. So that's an easy way of doing it. Or talk to a spiritual friend
and
get some guidance.
Today's Tuesday, but anyway, just a few days ago, I guess on the weekend, I was just on a site, and I think it's called angelmessenger.com or something like that. It's a friend of mine who runs that site, and I actually did a reading, you know, one of those three card reading things, and it was like, oh my goodness, it was like so accurate. I couldn't believe it. It was like, oh, that's exactly what the message I needed, you know. So I was able to get some clarity just by that, you know, because I was using my angel cards, and it's like, okay, yeah, I get your message, I'm getting it. Mm-hmm. But I was just playing for fun, just, you know, seeing online what was going on. And, you know, it really does work. Be open to it. Be open.
Yeah. Right? So that's an easy method that anyone can use. Another easy method I sometimes recommend is you can go to your spiritual bookshelf, pick a book at random or intuitively, open it somewhere. I ask for a specific page number, so a page number will pop into my head. Open the book and read it, and there will be a message for you. It's like, oh, that's just what I needed today. Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's another thing you can use as well. So So there are these really easy ways that anyone can definitely get messages from the angels. But, yeah, do call upon them, and I'm sure that they will respond. I'm sure many of you out there have, this is something else I want to say, have had experiences of seeing signs, seeing coincidences, having your life saved maybe, having felt angels around you. So probably most of you have had angelic experiences. So they say, like, appreciate those, be grateful for what you have experienced so far, and know that there is so much more waiting for you. So, yeah, open up to even more. So, most of you, there's far more out there that they want to give to you.
Oh, absolutely. And so here's a question from Angela. And this is a great question. She's saying, could Darren explain what's the difference between connecting with our angels and connecting with our higher self? They are both from pure divine essence, right? Which has priority?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Which has priority? Because the difference is...
Yeah, and what's the difference between angels and our higher self? Oh, my goodness. Like, this could be a whole other two-hour conversation, Angela.
It's fun. So the difference between the two, our own higher self has an awareness of all aspects of our being and our past and our purpose here. So it will seek to lovingly guide us and direct us on our path and serve to encourage us. And many people, I found even spiritual people, don't connect as often as they could do with their higher self or soul. Often when I get them talking with their soul, it says, oh, at last, you know, you don't talk anywhere near as often as you should do or as you could do. If you did, your life would be much more free-flowing and you'd be happier and life would go better. So do talk more often. So it's a natural part of us and it helps our lives to flow more smoothly. And it has awareness about all aspects of us. Angels have a different vibration. They sound and feel different. And the benefit of talking with angels is they have access to knowledge, to information that our soul does not have access to. So we can ask the angels questions and they can get answers that our soul would not know the answer to. So that's a good reason for communicating with the angels or masters or other beings. The angels and masters and other beings also have the ability to make things happen. So they can work miracles, they can give us signs, they can create coincidences and events in our lives that lead us forward to a much greater extent than our own soul can do. So there are differences between communicating with them. I teach both on the program because it's a valuable stepping stone and it is valuable to talk with both of them. In terms of which is more important, they both have their place. They are both wonderful. I personally tend to go with the angels and masters because they have access to not only information about ourselves, but to like all knowledge and wisdom of the universe. So I'll tend to talk with them because they've got that greater range of knowledge and the magical abilities to make things happen. But it's fun to talk with both. So I hope that answers your question, Angela. And thanks for the question and a great name for a webinar all about angels.
Yeah, exactly. And she just said, I just love Darren's answer. Thank you so much. My soul was jumping with joy and my angelic team is cheering. I love that. Wonderful. Thank you, Angela. Yeah, that was a good question. I don't remember anybody ever asking that question before. So that was like, oh, what will Darren say? This will be interesting. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that great question. Good. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Whew. I know we've gone way over our time that we normally do, Darren, but it's like, you know, I for one love talking about angels. I love talking about ascended masters. I love talking about the divine team that is always here supporting us. And I love getting reminders and sometimes new information about how I can connect with them. And, you know, the important thing is that we connect regularly, that we connect daily. And when I'm talking about connecting, I don't mean just asking questions, but I'm talking about building that relationship with them, meaning energetically connecting with them, meditating with them, feeling their energy, calling them into our space, and just communing with them in that way. Right. And so unfortunately for me, I do that more than I ask questions. I don't ask questions ever. I really love just having their presence in my life, around me, in my energy field, all over my house. I love that, but I need to ask more questions. I'll be honest. I need to ask more questions. So I'm glad that you were able to share with us again, Darren, about how the support team can help us with everything, you know, like really with everything, and the angels and the ascended masters and higher realm divine beings, they all are there willing and able and like just waiting for us to help. But I don't think we can just, for me, I don't think I can just ask questions. I think I need to feel their presence, feel their love, feel their energy. Yep. You know, that's important for me, and share their love and energy with others. I think that's, you know, that's important for me, and ask questions. So.
Yeah. Both is beautiful and very appropriate. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to surround yourself and feel their love and their energies and share that with people? That's beautiful. And that's highly beneficial as we discussed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And being able to talk with them and get answers, whether it's direct or whether it's via signs, That's valuable as well. You could even start a little book and jot down some questions, ask for the answers and see how the answers show up. And if you catch a little notebook, I've got quite a few notebooks of this, it's quite fun to see how all your different questions get answered, sometimes directly, sometimes indirectly. It's like, oh, got a growing book of kind of angel stories and angel examples here, and it helps build your connection even more. So that's a little
and
fun
idea. And just be open to be open to how the answers show up. You know, be open to how the presence of the angels and the divine and spirit and everybody shows up in your life. You know, don't expect it to be in a certain way. Just be open. So that just that means being more and more present, being more and more aware of what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we're seeing around us, what we're hearing around us. Just, you know, everything, right?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Start spotting more of those signs. Be open to them. Notice them. And just sometimes you might think, oh, am I just making this up? It's just coincidence. More often than not, it is the universe sending you a message. So, and the more you start noticing them, the more you'll see. It's like, you know, if you buy a blue car, suddenly you start noticing blue cars all around you because that's where your attention is. They were always there. You just didn't notice them. So same thing with angel signs.
Exactly. No, it's beautiful. Thank you. And please do take a look at Darren's special offer that's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Darren11 to learn how you can work more closely with the angels and actually hear them and get messages from them so that you can really build that relationship even more stronger, you know, and communicate with them regularly. And, you know, they become more than, you know, external beings out there, they become more like family and friends, you know, who you can turn to, you know, at all times, right?
Very much so. Yeah, and get all their beautiful energies as well. Surround yourself. Yep. People love connecting with the energies. They're just so fabulous. When you connect with the angels and with Jesus and these other beings, it's like, wow, this is just so amazing. People can go, oh, I didn't want to come back. Can't I just stay here for the rest of the day?
Absolutely. Yeah. So thank you. And please do take advantage of Darren's free gifts as well. They're all, you know, on that page as well. And there's so much that Darren gives so freely, as you know, so take advantage of those too, and start to build that connection with that energy of receiving, you know. I think that's about it. So thank you so much, Darren. Like I said, I always enjoy so much our calls together, and I enjoy your presence. I enjoy talking about this topic. It's really important for me as well. So thank you.
Oh, absolute pleasure, Shefali, and I love your enthusiasm for this work and your love of sharing things. And yeah, a closing message for my team is just for everyone to know there is so much more help, so much more they can do for you. So, like, call on them, embrace them, work with them in whatever ways feel appropriate for you, because they'd love to give you even more help than you may be experiencing already. So enjoy it all. Be grateful for it all. Enjoy the magic and miracles and blessings it brings to you. And may that be hugely beneficial for each and every one of you. And thanks for listening today.
Beautiful. Thank you. And thank you for all of you being here today on the call and creating the space with us, enjoying these beautiful energies. I know it's a busy time for everyone this week. So thank you so much for being here with us. I'm so grateful for all of you. Sending you all much love. Blessings, and until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.